Department of Defense also has a role. It is a supporting role, but it is an essential role. And tonight I want to explain what that means. But first, let me make clear what it does not mean. It does not mean that the Department of Defense will monitor citizens' personal computers. We're not interested in personal communication or in emails or in providing the day-to-day security of private and commercial networks. That is not our goal. That is not our job. That is not our mission. Our mission is to defend the nation. We defend, we deter, and if called upon, we take decisive action to protect our citizens. In the past, we have done so through operations on land and at sea, in the skies and in space. In this century, the United States military must help defend the nation in cyberspace as well. If a foreign adversary attacked U.S. soil, the American people have every right to expect their national defense forces to respond. If a crippling cyber attack were launched against our nation, the American people must be protected. And if the Commander-in-Chief orders a response, the Defense Department must be ready to obey that order and to act. To ensure that we fulfill our role to defend the nation in cyberspace, the Department is focusing on three main tracks. One, developing new capabilities. Two, putting in place the policies and organizations we need to execute our mission. And three, building much more effective cooperation with industry and with our international partners.